So here we are at the final session of the Spiritual Disciplines mini course.
So we're first going to kind of finish up here on Sabbath. We had touched on that last week, and one thing I wanted to share to encourage is that, you know, of course, what the Bible shares about the Sabbath is probably, again, the best reason why we should honor the Sabbath day. But research also indicates the benefit of preserving the Sabbath. So a study that was done on some clergy members found that those that practice regular Sabbath rest were more likely to have better life satisfaction and better mental and physical health. So again, it just kind of was interesting in this particular study. They, you know, took a sample group of clergymen. They looked at which one of them actually kept that regular Sabbath rest and studied them enough long term to see, you know, what was their, you know, physical health, mental health, and life satisfaction. And so I think it just really begs the question about the Sabbath in that, you know, the Sabbath, we're not under the law of what was going on there. You know, Christ came to get rid of the law, and, you know, now we find we follow that because of our love for Jesus and the love of just, you know, that. So we understand that with the Sabbath, but it really does show that the Sabbath could have a lot of benefits for our life. And again, that is why, you know, God made the Sabbath.
Yeah, for sure. And we kind of were discussing before this, you know, that the Sabbath traditionally can be, you know, Friday at sundown through Saturday at sundown.
Right.
And in the last session, we had talked about it a lot on Sunday, just because a lot of us attend church on Sunday, and that's the schedule that's kind of developed in the world we live in. But by no means does it have to be on Sunday.
Right, you know, it could be whenever, you know, and some of you have different work schedules and other different things. So, yeah, just identifying the day that that could work, you know, that's good. It doesn't have to be Sunday or Saturday.
Right,
or
it's
whatever.
Really the principle that's at hand. And then, yeah, I love these two verses here. Colossians 2 verse 16 through 17 says, "Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ." And then Hebrews 4 verse 9 through 11, "There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience."
Yeah. So we have some reflection question here for you to think about. Although we're saved by grace through faith and the redemptive work of Christ, not law following, why is the Sabbath keeping still relevant for you today?
Yeah, and that's a great question, and I think we touched on that a bit, you know, as we were discussing the different ways it can be practiced. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, being saved by grace is such a freeing concept, you know, all of these spiritual disciplines, right, they're not things that we have to do. It's not about following a certain regimen in order to gain salvation, but, you know, each of these things is a way that we are held accountable and that we are developing our relationship with Christ. And Sabbath keeping in particular, focusing on that rest and redemption and restoration can still be so beneficial, you know, not only in our relationship with Christ, but as we saw in those studies, for our physical health, for our mental health, just our overall well-being. So I definitely think, you know, it still can be relevant in whatever way it's practiced.
Well, and it creates a space, I think, for some of the other spiritual disciplines, like Bible reading, like devotion, like spending time with your family, because, again, the work busyness of the week becomes so much. And so setting that day to intentionally rest in Christ first and foremost, and then also enjoy the blessings that he's given you, I just think, again, it is so important and something that we should have as a discipline in our life.